ensemble avant une voix.
Lord Jesus, reveal yourself today. Give us a glorious revelation of yourself to those listening. Amen. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Let's review some of his words regarding this. Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And just a little later, he said, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Amen. Jesus talked about the Word a lot, and at the beginning of that book where his words are recorded, the book of John, we have the famous teaching, the famous words, the eternal, glorious words. "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." Now remember that the real heart of that, of the translation of that, is that when it says, "In the beginning was the Word," it's really revelation. In the beginning was the revelation of God. So in the beginning was the revelation. The revelation was with God, and the revelation was God. Amen. He was with God in the beginning. So Jesus Christ is the revelation of the Father. That's really a big truth, maybe one of the biggest in the whole Bible. Jesus Christ is the revelation of the Father. He's the image of the Father, the image of the invisible God. He is God. Amen. And now I want to keep this message short, keep it simple, focus on this one revelation, this one glorious truth, and just present it. The truth shall make you free. This truth of Jesus Christ and of knowing Him shall make you free. That's the answer. Let's review Jesus' words again. "If you abide in my word, if you abide in my revelation, you shall know the truth." You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So, when someone knows the truth, they can be set free, and they can be free indeed. "If the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed." And so what is this truth? The truth that God came to earth as a man and justified himself to the world and offers to have a relationship with us. And more than just a relationship, offers us eternal, glorious, priceless offers, blessings, promises that can, for all of eternity, we will never be able to express. that he loves every person, wants to give them all these things. Very first thing is to give them salvation so that they can be saved through him, through his life and death, through his blood. It's unspeakable. And that's the whole message. You don't have to listen to any more of this message or any... He's offered these things, and it's... The question is, do we respond? That one time, for real, where we make that quality decision, and then every day, which is, it's the most glorious privilege a human could ever have, to every day to make the decision, wow, I'm God's child, and I'm going to walk with him and give everything to him. You know, love him, serve him, give everything to him. What a privilege. The most glorious privilege. And so that's the truth. This glorious truth, which, you know, the whole New Testament, all the books, all is an attempt to summarize this truth that is eternal, never-ending, everlasting, priceless, beyond human comprehension, cannot be put into words, cannot, it's a mystery, yet a reality. It's a mystery so vast, so eternal, that for all of eternity, all human beings who make it to heaven will be in awe of this, of our great and awesome God, and of his Son, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and his Spirit. And yet at the same time, a reality that we can experience right now and every day, and that impacts us totally and completely. Amen. And the mystery of that, it's our response. And so throughout the world, you know, many, many people, they're searching for truth. You know, schools have the motto, in search of truth. And, you know, remember the famous saying in the Bible, the man who asked Jesus, Pilate or whoever, what is truth? And he was right there looking at truth. Right there is Jesus Christ, God Almighty. That's the truth. That's that yes, God does love us, that he wants to save us, have a relationship. Many may ask, well, if he loves us, why then all these bad things? Why have all these horrible things, terrible things happened in the world and to me, and why, where really we need to come in humility and just humble ourselves before him. And he'll give us a glorious revelation of this truth, of him, and of knowing him. That's this message is part of this series, Eternal Life, knowing him. Knowing him, he's the truth. Amen. This is Wonder in Reality in Bavilliers, France, next to Belfort, France, in the Franche-Comté, the Bourgogne-Franche-Comté region, near Germany, near Switzerland. 2.5 hours, roughly 2 hours, 15 minutes from Paris. This is Jim Harwell, Wonder in Reality.